Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are you today?
Doing good, man. Just been freaking running wide open throttle already, man. It's what did we get? We got in here, what, 6:30 a.m. this morning? We just haven't stopped since we got here. Man, running errands. I'm back in the paint shop right now painting. I've got big projects going on over here. We've got the exotic car side going, the freaking mechanical side's going, painting bodies going, upholstery's going. There's freaking thread flying out of every building. Man, it's crazy, dude.
This episode is brought to you live by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the best in boutique style fashions. Miss Outlaw Boutique on Facebook, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee in the world. We will be there doing a VIP Bubba's Exotic Motorsports appearance this month, the 31st, Bub, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Race Team.
Yep.
Good morning to the guys. Looking forward to it. Good morning to the guys that we were with last night at the big MIP VIP McLaren unveiling of the new 720 series last night. We were on the red carpet, Bub. We had a great time like that with that last night. You looked very handsome, young man. Monkey in Paradise is your two-time double gold winning San Francisco vodka. Monkey in Paradise wants to know what your paradise is, and they remind you, Bub?
Drink responsibly.
I think we were out last night with some of the monkeys, one of which is a very high-end Learjet pilot. I cannot disclose his personality on the air. However, he was enjoying the monkey to some large extent last night, Bub.
Hey, man, you heard it best. It's just you hit that autopilot switch and you're good to go.
You are
monkey all day.
It was fun talking to him last night. The hors d'oeuvres were great last night, Bub. The food was wonderful. We were down at City Place on the second floor of the theater. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful time. The cars were good. The people were good. It was a nice VIP event.
Yeah, it was really cool, too, man. Just, you know, getting to see the background, the release. This was the first release of the new McLaren video. More documentary than anything that shows the history of McLaren from the early 1900s. All the way up to today, which was a really cool thing to not only be, you know, asked to go down as a VIP guest to do it. You know, it was a very limited and select crowd that was there, and we had a great time doing it. You know, not only were we having a good time just at the cocktail party from 6 to 7, but from 7 to 9 watching the movie. Really cool, man, because I saw a lot of, you know, in the history of McLaren himself, watching what I thought you would relate to from you know, having me grow
a time
up.
Time perspective, maybe?
From engineering just, you know, watching,
perspective,
because it's,
yes.
You know, the guy is,
of course,
as good-looking a guy he was, right?
Beautiful hair, handsome man.
So he was always like suit and tie, right, all the time. But at the same standpoint, all of his staff, all of his crew, his main engineers, his main engine builders, they were showing the behind-the-scenes footage of literally him, suit and tie, looking like he's ready for a photo shoot, but in the facility, literally checking cylinder heads, checking
yes.
the way the pistons were set up.
Very much like
the drivetrain was set up. So he was always hands-on. He wasn't just a guy in a suit that looked good and ran the company. He was knees-deep in this stuff, and he was going for it, man. And it was, I'm talking everything from in the facility, watching the builds, the engineering standpoint, the design standpoint, all the way out to just, you know what, guess what, guys, move. I'm driving this car.
It was an amazing
I had a lot of fun watching it. Sitting there next to you, though, you were like a nervous Nilly the whole time.
I admit man. I was. I've been under a rather anxious situation for the last
you,
7 days.
You were anxious, all right. You were shaking so bad. You were kicking my chair. My armrest was squeaking.
I am.
Holy crap.
That's okay. It happened.
True story,
we all
dude.
Deal with our own personal problems differently. I'm dealing with some issues right now with my relationship. I'm not afraid to admit that. And I want to take a moment, Bub, and talk about friends for a second mm-hmm. and how you never know where they are or where they come from. Okay? So we're in the middle of this event last night, and my phone goes off. Now, we're all sitting in the top row. The rest of the theater is fairly filled
up. By the way,
right?
We were the bad row. I want you to know.
God dang. Well, I told everybody, I said, everybody that's going to be a troublemaker back here with us because we sit in the back because my eyesight is bad and I can see from there, right?
Yes.
So we've got everybody up there drinking Monkey in Paradise. It became a popcorn throwing contest, okay? The people in the front rows were not so happy, right? And my phone, I'm telling Bub, I'm fidgeting, ladies and gentlemen. I said, I've got to get out of here. I can't do this right now. My mind isn't
He couldn't steady. Do anything for more than 5 minutes last night, I swear.
I couldn't. So I got up and I walked out and I get this text from a gentleman and he says to me, it was very, I'll share it with people. I'll share it. It was a very, very interesting text. And I certainly don't mind sharing it with people. Let's see, Bismarck, here we go. So the text reads, Bub, he says, hope all gets better, my friend. Now, I don't talk about my personal problems to anybody except you, Bub. And I said, what you mean? He says, coming from someone who sees stress in the mirror, it's easy to see it on your face. And he was watching yesterday's episode last night. So I excused myself because I couldn't sit still anyways. I was dealing with a lot in my mind and I had to get up and run. For me, when I'm not comfortable, I've got to go. Okay, I don't want to sit in the, because I just get angry. So I walk downstairs and I call this gentleman in the lobby of the theater and I'm talking to him. And lo and behold, it was somebody I would never, ever, ever have expected to have. I know he watches our show, like many others, but lo and behold, Bub, it was somebody I never knew that was so in tune with my personal feelings. And I said, how did you pick up on that? He said, Tom, I'm watching you on the show, and it's very easy to see you're unsettled and something is going on. He says, I've never seen you that stressed. That person is watching today, or will watch today. They'll know who they are, and I thank you very much.
Is that it?
Wonderful story that your people, man, follow you that closely, Bub. You're over there paying,
I don't,
Bub,
get any of that crap, dude. Any of the friends I got, man, the only time I hear from them is when I get a text of like, hey, can you do this for me? Like, nah, bro, sorry.
Nah.
Not at all.
Ain't happening.
I've got a very small and tight group of friends, and I'll tell you what, none of them abuse that privilege. They don't.
No?
No, not at all.
I'm abusive anyways, Bub. Anyways, Bub, this is the motorcycle that belongs to one of the Miami Marlins managers, also my closest friend. We won't reveal his personality, but this was the bike that was featured a week ago on Murdered Out Harley's Done Bubba Style.
True story.
Behind us, Bub, are a series of parts that are going to transform this bike into that Murdered Out. Look, what's Murdered Out mean?
Yeah, so I mean, this is, Murdered Out is just nothing more than blacked out, right? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. It's a kind of a slang that came up, I'd say maybe 10 years ago, mid-2000s. That's when the whole Murdered Out theme really came on strong. And it was just taking everything you had and just black. It didn't matter if it was your turn signals, if it was your headlights, if it was your wheels, your brakes, your windows, any chrome trim on the car, detrimming the thing, taking emblems off, two-toning them. It was just black. That is it. And some of the stuff, if done properly, looks really, really mean. Some cars, it just doesn't look right on. Some of them, they look like animals, dude. And this bike is getting ready to go through it. This is a brand new Harley Davidson right off Harley's floor. I think there may be like 50 miles on this thing. I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's only had one tank of gas put into it. I don't know. I think you fill one side.
The owner of this vehicle typically does not have a track record of keeping gas in vehicles. So I guarantee you there's less than one tank in it.
Probably only one tank because there was a situation with filling it the last time. So
yes.
We'll just, leave it at that. But this bike is going to go through a full change of everything you see there that has satin finish, polish finish, the headlight rings, the mirrors, the turn signals. It's all terrible. It's ugly, man. So we're going to fix this. Now, a lot of guys out there, there's a lot of Harley fans out there saying, well, why didn't you guys just go get a Softail Slim S? So the S is the sport model. It is a bigger motor. It comes with a Screaming Eagle setup, and it comes completely gloss black, right? So not bad, but for the price tag you're going to pay Harley to do it, a lot of guys don't want to do that. You're looking at an extra 9-10 grand to do this blacked out package with more horsepower, and it's still going to be the run-of-the-mill Harley Davidson product.
Plus, Bub, it feels awful good to touch a Harley Davidson and to work on it.
Right, so now you take, knowing that this bike is available two ways, as you have it behind you or an all gloss black factory version. You're very limited though. You can't really contrast it and do the little pieces you want to do. We have a combination of multiple companies that have sent us in product, not only from Harley Davidson, but guys like HHI, which is Hog Halters Inc. They're up in Georgia. We have PM, which is Performance Machine. Who else do we have on this thing? Vance and Hines. So, we have Screaming Eagle. We have a lot of multiple components that are all not just going to be flipping through a Harley catalog and sticking everything Harley on it. We're going to be doing a combination of a bunch of very high-end competitors and great builders, designers out there that are going to make this thing truly look unique. And it'll still be cheaper than what you pay for Softail Slim S.
So when we talk about Murdered Out, Bub, let's take a look at this. This is what we call the headlight trim ring. Mm-hmm. It sits around the outside of the headlight and it secures, it actually snaps on the back side to a lip. This snaps on a lip right here, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a screw that sits right here on this area. And it holds the headlight into place in the headlight bucket itself. This is the factory headlight trim ring right here. So what will happen is you can physically see the transformation come to life in a side-by-side comparison. This will now be black or murdered out.
Yes, and this is this is also something out there, guys, that if doing this murdered out look is something you've always considered, it's always good to take the time and research. And what I mean by that is, for an example of this headlight ring,
I think this thing may have been $40 or $50 from Harley Davidson. This is a brand new product. It's not used. It's not eBay. You could probably find them cheaper out there for guys that took the black off their slims and maybe put chrome, right? So there's a lot of options, but in a scenario like this, it's always good to do your research. So yes, a lot of the time we get questions like, hey, can you guys just take it off and paint the original? Can you powder coat my factory one? Yeah, let's factor all that out, right?
So, but what does it cost in your labor and your materials?
So, talk about the time of, you have to remove that headlight ring, one screw, maybe 5 seconds, realistically. Almost even hard to bill someone for that. How do you bill for 5 seconds of labor, right? So you can remove this headlight or headlamp ring in once, literally one screw, a couple seconds, pull it off, but then you have now your prep time. Let's talk about painting or powder coating. You've got to remove any finish that may be on there, get it down to raw material in order for either your primer to stick if you're going to go paint side, or your actual powder coating to
adheres to that,
to the actual ring itself, right? So when you're doing this kind of stuff, you have that time involved. So now you've already taken something that took a half a second to remove, but then you've got a half hour, an hour into prepping, right? Just of scuffing the thing down, making sure there's no marks or imperfections or deep grooves, anything like that. Then you've got to mask it up. You've got to get it ready for your paint process or get it ready for your powder coating process. Then you've got a half hour. Then you've got an hour. Then you've got an hour and a half. Guys, this is a $40 or $50 headlight ring. You can get it in any color you want, ready to go off the shelf from Harley Davidson directly. It's not going to be a problem putting it on. And you can do it versus doing all this time and labor and materials, which gets you up to $200, $300 for just a basic part. Unless you're going to go with something along the lines of maybe a custom anodized finish, if you're having it dipped, maybe hydrographic, where you've got custom marbling going on to it, you know, anything like that, then it's worth the expense. Maybe you want lime green. That's not going to be something available.
Right.
So there's a lot of options out there, but take the time and do your research. We get those questions a lot. Is it better to just paint my stuff, or is it better to just buy the stuff that's already done? 99% of the time, it's better to buy available, done.
So some of the other upgrades, well, good explanation. Some of the other upgrades we're going to be dealing with are what some of these parts are called. For example, this is what is known as a derby cover. In the older Harley Davidsons, this would not be a solid piece here. What it would be, this would be an inspection point, a derby, for the points that came in the old non-electronic ignition. Harley Davidson is very, very true to their authenticity. So they look very much today like they did years ago. This is just an old looking but more modern version of what they originally had. Mm-hmm. Now a cover will go over here. These, Bub, are what we call, this is for example, what, Bub?
Transmission side cover. So all these pieces, again, maybe this one was $50 again, man. So I'm telling you, this kind of stuff and this has, depending on if it's cable operated, which this is a cable operated clutch, it's not hydraulic, I'm sorry, the bike's over here, we have bikes everywhere. This is cable operated, so again, you've got a lot of time just to remove this one part to get it through and get it prepped, get all this stuff done. You can get it from Harley, a lot cheaper than what it's gonna take you to do time, materials, plus figure if you had to ship it out somewhere, you've got shipping costs, all that stuff, so always check the book, man, and see if the stuff's just available and what you want.
This, Bub, we call these are called rocker boxes. In the old days, Bub, they had rockers, rockers that sat up in the top of the motor in this area here. With Harley Davidson's, there's a lot of work that goes into removing the rocker boxes, sliding them out, and installing the new ones. It is a two-part assembly, ladies and gentlemen. It's very beautifully cut billet aluminum that is powder-coated right here. You can see how beautiful that is. And this piece will physically now sit in place of that. And you have your rocker box covers, which sit just like this on top to bring forth one complete unit like that. That's very pretty and murdered out.
God, I have the slightest feeling you're going to drop this.
No, I won't drop it, Bub. Bub, let's talk about what we have here and what we have here.
Yeah, so right here, this is actually on the left side of the bike. This is where your main drivetrain gets set up. This is actually called a primary cover. So behind here is your primary chain, which gets the front. This is the bottom of your crankshaft where the two cylinder heads come down and they meet. This is where your crankshaft is directly behind here. There's a chain that runs front to rear that connects the motor, what the motor does for its engine revolution, to the drivetrain itself where your transmission's mounted, and this is where your clutch pack sits. So all of these components have to be sealed tight. There is a flat O-ring style seal that sits behind all of these pieces. This one here, the derby cover itself, you have the rocker box covers. Every one of these things has to the thousands of an inch of a gasket that literally gets shimmed down between these. You tighten them down. Very important with Harley Davidson's, especially this billet aluminum material.
Follow the torque specs.
You have to torque it, man. There's a lot of guys out there in this industry that don't take the time. And a lot of people have seen over the years, man, you get drips from like this area here on a lot of bikes. you get a lot of drips from the bottom. Typically not because the gasket's bad. You can reuse these things over and over and over again. You have to torque them properly. And if you don't, you're going to tighten one a little bit more than the other, cause a wave in it because it is thin billet aluminum. Strong, but it is thin. You can warp it very fast, and it will cause a leak.
Follow the torque specs. This piece here fits right there. There's your cover, and it gives you a complete package. Other things, Bud, that this bike's going to see are going to be upgrades in what we call the clutch and brake levers. The clutch and brake levers are right here. The right side on a motorcycle is, it's all standard today. In the 60s, motorcycles used to have right-hand shifts. So your clutch and your shifter were on this side. Today, everything is standardized. All motorcycles operate the same way. You have your brake, your front brake, your back brake, your clutch, and your shifter over here. These, Bob, will now replace the flat brushed aluminum clutch and brake levers on the bike and give it a murdered out look.
Yeah.
Did you do anything, Bub, in terms of grips for this bike?
I did. Those are actually from a performance machine, which are there in a box on the side. So we use PM to do the grips. We use PM to do the mirrors. I was actually going to use PM on the levers themselves, but because we are going completely murdered out on this thing, PM offers them what they consider a contrast cut. So it's a black finish, but it's got a milled edge around it, and that's not what the client wanted on this bike. He wants this thing black. No other options, but no black. Other colors, black.
Just black. Just black. We're going to be doing, Bob, what we call smoking out the lenses. This is another good example, Bob, of what you were saying. Rather than remove these lenses and take the time and prep to smoke them, we can see these lenses have a smoked look to them. And they use an amber bulb behind them. Why do they do that? Because the amber bulbs are less visible to the human eye when these covers are on and they're not illuminating.
A lot of good stuff, man.
A lot of good stuff, Bub. I see over here, Bub, you've also got what we call axle or pyramid covers.
Which ones do you want?
Either one.
Well, you've got a swing arm pivot and you've got the axle. Right. So which one do you want over here?
Share both.
All right, so check it out. Here's just another very simple piece. These are nothing more than billet aluminum. It's the way a lot of Harley-Davidson products are coming nowadays. They're lighter weight, they're stronger, they work way better with engine heat. These right here are nothing more than caps that cover factory bolts. So items that you can't naturally get rid of. You can't hide it, you can't do anything with it. So you've got to do something creative that's inexpensive, that looks really good and does the purpose. That's exactly what these are. So on, like, for example, where the rear wheel mounts, there's just a giant 1-inch bolt that's 14 inches long that runs through it. You can't hide the size of the 1-inch head on it and the 7/16 head on the other side, right? You can't hide any of that stuff, so you've got to put these things together. You've got to cover them up somehow, and that's exactly what it is. So all the way down to little items, not $500 and $600 items, $20 and $30 items is going to make this bike look totally different.
With Harley-Davidson, Bub, a lot of people take fun and say HD stands for $100. Well, if you're cheap, don't buy the best product on the market. Okay?
Pretty much.
Okay, we just talked about what it takes to do so, you know, for you to do something like that. For these to be machined, milled, and powder coated for $40, you're getting a hell of a good deal, and you're getting a product you can stand behind. Bub and I will only ride Harley-Davidson motorcycles. In fact, we have a fleet of them, and two of them are the new 750 water-cooled Streets, and they're the most impressive little motorcycles I've ever ridden. I think they're amazing, Bub. Super, super cool.
Terribly ugly, but they're
very nimble. Ladies and gentlemen, you may hear that I've got a lot more technical knowledge when it comes to the Harley-Davidsons than the cars. The reason I have more technical knowledge is this is my lane. Harley-Davidsons are my lane. Bub and I grew up building Harley-Davidsons. We started in a one-house garage, Bub, with a kerosene heater up in the snowy area of Virginia, and we've been doing them ever since. Mr. Producer, you have a question? Good morning, Robert Simmons. Robert Simmons asked, using all of the different vendors, how do you get the paint to match product to product? Well, Henry Ford said, Bub.
Well, hey, check it out, man. So that's actually, you can have any color you want, as long as it's black, right? So that's a really good question, Robert. Because of all of these companies, as I mentioned earlier, PM, Hog Halters, Harley-Davidson, these guys are all hand in hand because they are literally making products that bolt on to licensed Harley-Davidson products. They have these things ready to go off the shelf with the exact same color tones. Now, that's not to say some companies out there, there's a lot of people out there, I don't really want to name brand a couple that are kind of lower industry, but there are products out there that are nowhere near the same shade of what it would be. You think you're getting a gloss finish, you've got more of a satin finish. There are a couple companies out there like that, but I've selected the right companies just from years of experience and skill and trial and error to know which companies work best and how they work hand in hand. So I know when I place orders for black anodized PM parts, they're going to come in and match the satin finish and the anodized finish of factory Harley-Davidson parts. So it looks really good.
Bob, one of the things you're going to do, one of the last things you're going to do, is what we call the billet style rear shift lever. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the billet style rear shift lever. You can see it here. And what this is this is where, this is the mounting point that sits on this pivoting area right here, and this hole right here, this area here, is what your shift or your brake linkage goes to, and we'll take it back to the rear brake assembly. You'll put a pad right in this area here, a nice large rubber pad, a big one. I like the larger ones because they look very older and very much older and much more nostalgic, and they're very easy, especially in a panic situation, if you're trying to get your foot off the floorboard and you somehow get your foot twisted underneath it here, you can get it on top that big cushy area very quickly. So we're going to be replacing this as well.
I think you're the only one that has that problem getting your foot stuck under things.
No, I try to really be conscious. You know, I'm a very good rider. I try to be very conscious, especially when I have somebody on the bike with me. At all times, Bob, you have to be very aware. They say ride like you're invisible because to them, you are. And riding a motorcycle is a lot of skill, but it's a lot of paying attention to your environment. Almost, if you're in a very densely populated area, mm-hmm. you'll feel exhausted from coming off the ride because of the traffic surveillance all the time.
Yeah, big time.
It's tough.
Yep,
it's tough. Bob, tomorrow we're going to have a very, very exciting show on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can see that on Bubba's Motorsports Facebook. We will be talking about Zima.
Yes. So a lot of good stuff coming for that, man. I think we just closed out another order yesterday with product shipment. We have a lot of big sponsors stepping up to the plate, man, and that's, by the way, pretty hard to do because you have to understand we're not the only person that's going to SEMA, right? There's thousands of people going to SEMA, the largest venue when it comes to the aftermarket car industry in the world,
yep.
And it all happens in downtown Las Vegas at every leg of the convention center. The streets are lined. I mean, there is just insane stuff. Probably the most, I'd say the most money of vehicles you find in any given area at one time, right?
It's where it's where people meet annually, you're correct.
Yep.
And it's where all the new products are unveiled. People work all year round, 4, 5, 10 years to get their products to this level mm-hmm. to release to the automotive market.
Mm-hmm.
All of the big names in the industry attend. Mr. Producer, did you have a question, sir?
Mark Brown, Rock and Roll Boys.
Good morning to Mark Brown. I cannot disclose his identity, but good morning, Mark Brown. Thank you for joining us here on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated daily live stream in the world.
Yes.
From a motorsports perspective. Thank you, Mr. Brown, for joining us. So, Bub, tomorrow we're going to have a very exciting day on the podcast. It's going to mm-hmm. be a wonderful, wonderful time. We'll be live from 9 to 10 a.m. It is Friday afternoon. We're going to be shutting down about 2 o'clock to allow the guys to start cleaning, although they haven't done anything this week to produce either
A. And they still made a mess. Look at this
to
place.
Produce either A,
you can't
money,
even walk around
or
in
B,
here.
Dirt.
Look at this place.
So how do you get
I
dirt?
Kid you not.
Yeah.
Can't walk back there. Can't walk over there.
We could swing from chains on the ceiling.
Definitely can't walk over there.
Yeah. Over there,
can you? Holy crap, man.
So, Bub, we're going to let you get back over there. You are doing an AMG 63. You're painting an AMG 63
right
front bumper
yes.
Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to turn that back into the client. We're going to get out of here Friday afternoon, if we can, a little bit early, 3:30. We'd like to let the guys go home and get their weekend started as well.
Yep. Looking forward to it, man.
Looking forward to it, Bub. I just want the world to know I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Just hard work. That's it.
Lion pride.
Yeah, man.
Right? So, and ladies and gentlemen, make sure you establish a relationship with your children that will always pay you dividends in the end, because they will be your sense of support in your darkest hour.
Yeah.
Right?
Tell me about it. I almost booted you out of the car last night. I pulled up, dropped them off, and I was like, peace, dude.
No,
I gotta
go
home. I did too. This is a true story. You almost got out on Okeechobee.
You pulled up into the driveway and said, Dad, I need to use the bathroom.
I do want you to know, though, all the way from first to fourth gear down Okeechobee East last night, I was just sideways at 8,000 RPM.
You were.
Just slapping off the rev when they're having fun.
Bub's talking about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Way too much fun.
Stock block 600 horsepower EcoBoost Mustang that is undergoing some major transformations.
Yep.
And we'll be signing autographs with that vehicle at the SEMA booth with Turbinetics.
I'm just hoping the 15-inch wide wheels work way better than those 10-inch wide.
It's going to be nice, brother.
Man.
A lot of emails going back and forth about that. Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The best in boutique and apparel, Miss Outlaw Boutique at Miss Outlaw Boutique on Facebook, 561-660-6695. Good stuff they've got going on over there, ladies and gentlemen. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record-holding largest Cars and Coffee event, will be there at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall from 9 to 12, Sunday, the 31st of July. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Tour Bus and Race Team will be on display out there with the rig and the cars, the exotics, the whole nine yards. We'll be holding autographs, and we hope to see you out there. TonyRenzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman of the stars. And let's not forget the 2017 double gold winner, Monkey in Paradise. They remind you this weekend to please drink responsibly. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this episode. Please reach out to help somebody's life in a positive way today. Open somebody's door. Shoe somebody who's got holes in their feet. Not in their feet, but their shoes. Or feed somebody who's hungry. Please join us tomorrow, 9 to 10 on Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. We'll see you then. Until tomorrow, please keep on going to Bubba style.